know, I've been married now for 22 years to my wife, Michelle. And people have often asked me, how did you know that she was the right one for you? Well, for one thing, I prayed. I asked the Lord to bring me the right one. And when I encourage other people who are longing to meet their spouse or have a desire to be married, I always encourage them to find a person that loves Jesus more than he loves them, to find somebody who is sold out to the Lord, following after the Lord. Because if you find a person like that, then they're going to be able to love you the way that God's called you to be loved in the Word. That's the person you want to spend the rest of your life with. The biggest decision in your life next to following Jesus as Lord and Savior is who you're going to spend the rest of your life with here on this earth. And there are a lot of people that are searching, a lot of people going to this place or that place or logging in here and typing up the criteria there. And they're anxious about it when really God wants you to rest. You know, in the Garden of Eden, Adam was resting there when God brought Eve to Adam. And I've often said that if Adam wasn't resting and he was out looking for someone to be married to, he might have ended up with a primate instead of a helpmate. God knows your need. God knows your desire. It's from him. So wait upon him. And in the meantime, rather than searching for the right person, concentrate on being the right person. If you want to marry somebody that's pure, then keep yourself pure. If you want to marry somebody who's faithful, then you be faithful. If you want to marry somebody who has a strong devotional life and is committed to Jesus, then you be that person in your own life. And pray for the person that you'll eventually meet and marry. And in the meantime, just fall in love with Jesus. And in the right time, he'll bring that person to you. Don't lose heart, friend. Keep your eyes on the Lord. He knows your desire. He'll meet your need.